Dictation for Patricia Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. April 1752, addresses a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mrs. Bernstein. As you are aware, she has problems of atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, with prior ablation within the last few months, underwent a CT scan of the heart, incidental finding of a 4 cm right-sided renal mass in the interpolar area. A renal biopsy has been done, shows clear cell renal cancer, no evidence of metastasis, negative chest rate, CAT scans, abdomen, no other structures are compromised. Initially saw urology at Saginaw, and recently Dr. Stockall, S-T-O-C-K-A-L-L, in Lansing. They are obtaining clearance from cardiology, renal service for potential nephrectomy. Patient comes accompanied with husband Ray, R-A-Y. She described history when she was a girl of some kind of open bladder procedure, as well as on the left kidney. She has normal kidney function. There has been no recurring urinary tract infection, cloudiness of blood, not aware of protein in the urine or kidney stones. Has normal kidney function as part of the preoperative LASIK split, S-P-L-I-T, renal scan was done, and the concern is that most of the function is coming from the right side at 71%, on the left side at around 29%. Ultrasounds has shown evidence of a bladder diverticuli. Presently, she has no symptoms, weight is stable, eating well, no nausea, vomiting, no bowel changes, no edema, claudication symptoms, no present chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. She is an archaeologist at Central Michigan University, retired, and presently she and husband participate as simulated patients for the medical school. She was adopted, and there is no family history available, and she has no children. Next paragraph. Her past medical history for atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, hypertension, anticoagulated, chronic headaches for what she takes, caffeine, antiarrhythmics. Next paragraph, no history of diabetes, coronary artery disease, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS, stroke or seizures, denies kidney stones, blood protein in the urine, no liver abnormalities, anemia, gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Metoprolol, Losartan, Crestor, caffeine, antiarrhythmic flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E, Protonix, vitamin D, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, small 1.5 packs per day during her teenage years all the way to age 26. Used to drink a bottle of wine in a daily basis until about 2 years ago. Again, no chronic liver abnormalities. Next paragraph. Procedures has included. Parathyroid one gland removed for overfunctioning, the bladder, kidney surgery, banions, cataracts, gallbladder, some kinds of foot surgery, benign, right-sided, cardiac ablation. Next paragraph, weight 199, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 115, 82 on the left-sided, alert orientation 3, anxious, no respiratory distress, pulse on beta black at 54, no palpable lymph nodes, she has long fingers and long toes, normal eye movement, speech, no palpable thyroid masses, no carotid Bruch JVD, no RAL wheezes, consolidation pleural effusion, no evidence of arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, overweight of the abdomen, prior surgery, lower abdomen, transverse and left kidney, traditional surgery. I don't see much of edema. Pulses are palpable, although probably decreased. Next paragraph, she has normal cell count, no anemia, normal platelets, normal coagulation factors, normal kidney function, normal electrolytes, glucose has fluctuated up to 110, 130. I do not have a sample of urine. I reviewed the biopsy report of the clear cell renal carcinoma. I reviewed the CT scan of the heart and abdomen, as indicated above. Chest X-ray being negative, review urological evaluations. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right-sided renal cell, clear renal cell carcinoma. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, atrophy of the left kidney with prior history of bladder, kidney ureter abnormalities. We don't know what kind of surgery, but that was when she was very young. Next number, atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, anticoagulated, antiarrhythmics, as well as rate control. Next number, hypertension on treatment. Next number, arachnodactylia, large fingers and large toes. She's a tall person. She does not have any other manifestations for Marfan or similar conditions. Might not be related to the abnormalities of bladder or kidney. Next number, Cummings. I called you about my concerns having the left kidney affected by her history of bladder kidney surgery with very low level of kidney function based on the split LASIK scan. The problem is on the good kidney on the right-sided. Ideally, we should have renal sparing surgery as she might potentially be facing advanced renal failure and even dialysis if the total kidney is removed. The goal is still going to be for cure to have the cancer removed and avoiding any local or extensive metastasis. She might need to go to a tertiary center that they might offer her both objectives of cure as well as preserving kidney function. or an alternative procedure if surgery cannot be done, like cryoablation or similar procedures. She is going to discuss with you about potentially going to Cleveland Clinic or similar large centers. I answer all the questions to the patient and husband. We would like to follow her after procedure is completed to monitor kidney. She is a very functional lady enjoying life. Hopefully we can accomplish all of our priority goals. End of dictation.